Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am thrilled that you are here. And today I want to talk about creating a manifesting routine for you for 2024 so that you can manifest exactly what you want. So I think it's important, first of all, just to acknowledge that you have to apply what you're learning when you're consuming manifesting content. And I know that sometimes when you're consuming a lot of manifesting content, and I know this is true because I did this, this was true for me, is that it feels like you are doing a lot when you're really just learning. And learning is a very important step, and do not undermine that. And if you are just in the stage where you need to consume a lot of podcasts or YouTube videos or TikToks about manifesting, then you should do that. And don't try to feel like you need to stop consuming manifesting content. That is not what I'm saying. But sometimes it feels like if you're consuming a lot of content that you are doing the work, you're applying what you're learning when you're really not. I know, I mean, this has been some years ago now that I had this realization myself where I was like, oh, I'm watching all these videos and listening to these podcasts, but I'm not doing the stuff that they're saying. Like, or I'm barely doing the stuff that they're saying. I'm certainly not doing it every day or in a way that's creating any results. And so I had that realization for myself and I was like, okay, I'm going to start applying what I'm learning and creating a routine for myself. And I did that and I got results. So I just want to encourage you that applying what you're learning will work. The techniques are what you're learning. Like, a lot of times you're learning techniques in manifesting content, and maybe you're not. Maybe you're learning more about the how manifesting works or the scientific side, which is not really what I go into in this podcast, as you know. So what manifests is your focus from your internal world, what you focus on inside of your imagination. That's what manifests. So what techniques you choose to use, they don't really matter. You can choose whatever you want: scripting, visualizing, inner conversations, affirmations, eavesdropping technique, whatever. Whatever technique you want to use, they're all good, right? They all change the focus of your internal world, and you're choosing deliberately what you want to focus on. And that is what manifests. So, but if you're not doing any of the techniques, or if you're just kind of barely giving them kind of lip service, like maybe you're like tapping in and visualizing just a tiny little bit, but not really fully focusing on it, not enough to change what you really feel about yourself, what you really believe about yourself, who you're really being, then that kind of lip service technique won't work. But if you consistently do any technique, it will work if you're changing your internal world, right? So we often hear in manifesting that, like, you know, putting in a lot of effort really isn't the deal. And it's true that the effort itself isn't what's going to manifest. It's that change in your internal world that's going to manifest. But anytime you start something new, something brand new, it's going to feel like a little bit of effort. For the most part, right? I mean, there are some people, I guess, who naturally have some talents that they didn't know about and they try it and they're just really, really good at it. But anytime you're deliberately changing your thought processes, especially if you've had some thought processes for a long time, your whole life up until now, and then it's going to feel like a little bit of effort. So don't worry about it feeling like effort. But you also have to acknowledge that the effort itself is not what's manifesting. But if you're not used to, like, when you haven't been disciplining your mind and your thoughts to focus deliberately on what you want, then you're going to have to, like, there's going to be a time period where you're going to have to train yourself or retrain your focus, and it's going to feel a little bit hard at first. But don't let that scare you. It is worth the effort. It is worth the effort, because eventually, if you retrain yourself enough, you will change your internal world and you will manifest exactly what you want. So don't let that scare you away from trying these. And then also, just another word on techniques, like, really do the one that you want to do. Really do the one that you want to do. Now, I also want to say here, sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. Really, self-honesty is the name of this game. So be honest with yourself whether you're really applying the manifesting information that you're learning, or are you not, haven't quite done that yet. And if you haven't, that's okay. No worries. You always have right this moment to start anew. I'm going to go ahead and make another podcast tomorrow where we're going to get into the nitty gritty details of creating your perfect manifesting routine. Thank you so much for listening, and may you manifest exactly what you want.